Jury for Kyle Rittenhouse must now declare the teenager a defender or a provocateur.
It will be for you to determine whether the defendant is guilty or not guilty as to each of the offenses charged or submitted.
There's no question of the main facts. 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse carried an assault rifle to a Black Lives Matter protest and killed two men and injured a third. 12 jurors will now decide if he was justified.
This case is not a game. It is my client's life. We don't play fast and loose with the facts, pretending that Mr. Rosenbaum was citizen A number one guy. He was a bad man. He was there. He was causing trouble. He was a rioter. And my client had to deal with him that night alone.
In the trial, Rittenhouse offered his own defense, breaking down during testimony.
That's right, run.
And repeatedly insisting he was chased and had no choice.
I did what I had to do to stop the person who was attacking me.
But in closing arguments on Monday, prosecutor Thomas Binger says after Rittenhouse killed Joseph Rosenbaum with four shots, the crowd was provoked, entitling protesters to defend themselves.
The crowd sees the defendant running with a gun. He's lying to them. He still has the gun. He's shot someone. This is provocation to them. This is someone who has committed a criminal act and is putting people in danger.
Danger followed soon after.
He does nothing to demonstrate to the crowd that he isn't a threat to kill again. And it turns out he does. It turns out within a few seconds, he does kill again. I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that in this situation, the crowd has the right to try and stop an active shooter. They have a right to protect themselves.
That turned Rittenhouse's self-defense argument against him.
The judge dropped two lesser charges, a curfew violation charge and a charge of a minor being in possession of a dangerous weapon. But he also allowed prosecutors to add two lesser homicide charges, one of homicide and one of attempted homicide. That is a tacit admission by the prosecution that they might not have made their case there, but it also gives them another chance to walk away with a conviction on something.
Now, the young man whose case has become a national Rorschach test is waiting on 12 jurors to decide on charges that could leave him spending his life in prison or going home free. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Kenosha, Wisconsin.